Forbes, Fortune, Time. These are among the world's best magazines, and they're all available on demand right in your pocket with the Texture app. Texture gives you immediate and unlimited access to more than 160 titles on your tablet and smartphone, tons of exclusive extras, and years of back issues. Explore all the topics that interest you, plus get recommended articles from Texture's editorial team. Right now, Wall Street Journal listeners can try Texture for free at texture.com/Wall Street. That's texture.com/Wall Street.
Stay plugged in and cut through the static. This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal. Coming up,
meditation is more mainstream than ever these days, but can your smartphone enlighten you? Possibly. Details coming up.
Spend lots of time on your device? Then spend some of that time with us. WSJ Podcasts, the sound of success.
Hello, this is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing from New York. I'm Tanya Bustos. A new year means new technology, and some new gadgets are trying to make mindfulness meditation a lot easier. But can we get enlightenment from our smartphones? New devices, such as the Emotive Insight and more popular, the Muse, uses sleek headbands that rest on your forehead over your ears, which pick up electrical activity and essentially provides biofeedback for meditators. Joining the Tech News Briefing now to enlighten us is off-duty gear and gadgets editor Michael Hsu. Welcome, Michael.
Hi. How are you?
When you think about meditation, one of the last things you think about is technology, right?
Right.
Can you talk a little bit about the newest tech device that really just sort of merges the two? A fitness tracker for the mind is how you referred to it in your article.
Yeah, well, it's sort of like, it is exactly like a fitness tracker. It's something you wear on your forehead, actually. It's an EEG monitor, which is picking up the electrical impulses that your brain produces when you do anything, when you're doing a math problem, you're just sitting around. And they're basically looking, they've looked at advanced meditators, and they're looking for the same sort of electrical impulse patterns, the same parts of your brain that are lighting up when these advanced meditators have done it. It's sort of looks like a headband, like something you wear in your hair, but it goes over your forehead, and it tracks your brain activity.
Wow.
And there's an app next that goes with it that will play a sound, and if it thinks your mind is turbulent, it'll play like a really windy sound, and if it thinks your mind is calmed down, it'll sort of quiet down.
Wow. And this is something that syncs with your smartphone. So it's a headset piece. You would use it with your smartphone and essentially meditate and get the, the tracking from your brain. But the question then becomes, is it really meditation? And would it technically count as meditation?
Right. Meditation is, of course, so broad. And even, the word meditation, there's many different types of meditation. Some measure... some types of meditation, you're just trying to, let all the sort of sensory inputs come in and not, be attached to it, not think, oh, that's good or that's bad, and you sort of let it, pass through you. There's other ones where you're focused on counting your breaths or focused on the sensation of breath. And so the Muse, which is this sort of easiest to use device, is only tracking this one type of meditation, which is focused attention meditation. It's kind of like concentration, but they've done a pilot study where they had people do math problems and they had people meditating using a focused attention technique using the Muse, and they have found some differences. So it's in this pilot program, which has not been peer-reviewed yet, but it's a question of what is meditation, first of all, and like can we actually track it using this technique of EEG devices.
Do you think that there is a market for this? Do you think that there's enough techies out there that want to sort of put down the technology, even though you'd kind of be using it in this case, and just sort of dive right into this?
They've put a lot of work into this device. You are getting, it's kind of wild that, you're getting this sensor that can read your brain activity. I think mindfulness and meditation are, it's pretty much in the mainstream right now, like Goldman Sachs and Target, HR departments, like even at News Corp, we've had you can take a mindfulness, instructional mindfulness session.
Right.
So it's definitely in the culture right now. And I think it's probably less, sort of far out than maybe it was, you know, a while ago. But it's interesting that they've been able to, you know, make this device, and it's specifically for meditation. It's like you can't really do anything else with it. It's not for tracking your steps or, you know, washing your ways for meditating.
Very good. Very interesting. Michael Hsu, thanks again for the time today.
My pleasure. Thanks.
That's it for the Tech News Briefing. Check us out at WSJ.com/podcast for all of the latest updates. And you can also follow us on Twitter as well at WSJ Podcast. For the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal Newsroom in New York, I'm Tanya Bustos. Thanks for listening.